Monday through Friday, daily devotional. How sweet the name of Jesus. Jesus is the well of God, brings living water to a thirsty soul. Hello, welcome back to the devotional. Today we are going to see how we need to thank and praise God for eternal life and really saving us from the wrath of God. Remember the first thing what Noah did when he and his family were saved from the flood, what was it? He offered a burnt offering to the Lord. Here we see Noah expressed his thanksgiving to the Lord for the mercies he had received. During that time, all humanity received the judgment of God as they were drowned by God, except Noah and his family. Now Noah is giving thanks to the Lord for saving him and his family. Noah received mercy instead of judgment. How we need to thank God for saving us from the wrath of God and giving us eternal life. Yes, Christians, remember, we need to thank God. Every single day when we wake up, we need to thank God for saving us from the wrath of God, for giving us eternal life. Noah offered a burnt offering. Why? Why did he offer a burnt offering? Because he realized of his own guilt of sin before the holy God. Noah deserved punishment, and Noah brought satisfaction to God as he offered an innocent animal as a sacrifice to God. Now the punishment was laid upon an innocent animal. The Lord smelled a sweet savor. This is a picture of Christ, the Lamb of God, who offered himself as the ultimate sacrifice for the believers. Oh, we Christians, how we forget. We need to repent before God. A lot of times we pray and ask God to answer these prayers. And a lot of times God answers the prayers. And how often we forget when God answers the prayers. We don't even give thanks to God. You know, so we need to really focus our eyes, our attention, our priorities upon God. It's so easy to get caught up with worldly things that is going before us. And we need to really focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and give priority to God. Now Noah and his family, they did not have a meeting to discuss what needs to be done. But the first thing Noah did was to offer a sacrifice. It was his priority before he did anything else. First thing when we wake up, we need to pray and thank God for salvation we have received through the sacrifice of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. So, a lot of times even when we pray, how many times we people come to God and they come to God in the flesh? You know, and the prayers are all fleshly, asking, give me, give me, give me, give me. Give me to the flesh. You know, you cannot worship God in the flesh because God is spirit. And Jesus said, we must worship God in spirit and in truth, not in the flesh. So if we receive salvation, the greatest gift is the salvation, because salvation is given not because what we have done anything good, not because God looks at us and see, oh, how righteous you are, you deserve salvation. If that is the case, during the time of Jesus, it was the prostitutes, thieves and murderers who got saved. And what kind of righteousness did they have? It is all because of God's mercy. So let our hearts be lifted up in thanksgiving. Let our hopes of future depend upon his tender mercies. My beloved, don't you see the ark of Noah? It points to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way to escape the justly deserved everlasting wrath of God. He is the only mediator appointed by God, not any other. It is not Mary, it is not the Pope, it is not the dead saints, it is not Buddha, it is not Muhammad or Krishna, or even not even believing a church, but the Lord Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. How wide is the gate of access to heaven, but how few will find it. The saving power of Christ Jesus is enough to save the most wicked sinner. Our Lord, with all his saving power, cannot save those who do not need saving. Noah was a preacher. They heard God's wrath to come. The ark was the only way to flee the wrath, but they did not believe God's word. How many despise Christ? How many despise the cross? How many will not come to Christ? But by the power of God, all who believe in him, both the Jews and the Gentiles, are saved from God's wrath. Now that you are saved, every day till you have breath, give thanks to God for saving you.